You'll find plenty of fresh produce at the grocery store this time of year, but where does it come from? Look closely and you'll find carrots from California or peppers from Mexico. Eating local is a challenge in places where snow flies in the winter. Grant Gerlach of NET News and Harvest Public Media looks at one potential solution.
I'm at a local grocery co-op in Lincoln, Nebraska called Open Harvest. They sell a lot of locally grown fruits and vegetables here, at least during the spring and summer and fall they do. But it's the middle of winter now, and this is when the local food supply starts to freeze up.
We can get kale and some culinary herbs this time of year.
Nicole Seville is the produce manager at Open Harvest.
Otherwise, the only other local option is a soil mix in our garden center.
Which means the carrots and onions and pears and radishes on the shelf right now made a long trip to get here.
This time of year, we are sourcing globally almost. It hurts me to say because, you know, the fossil fuels that it takes to get things here is astronomical. But we try to source from within the United States whenever we can. Florida and California are going to be the two biggest options.
So this time of year, you might be able to get kale from Nebraska. What about oranges?
No, I wish, though. I sure do wish.
Well, I recently met someone who would like to grant that wish.
We can grow the best citrus in the world right here, you know, on the high plains.
This is Russ Finch. We're in his greenhouse near Alliance in western Nebraska. He calls it the greenhouse in the snow. Finch built and designed it himself. It's like a citrus grove inside, with lemons the size of oranges and oranges the size of grapefruits in Nebraska.
This is a Valencia orange that's the standard juice orange.
But the other unique thing about the greenhouse is it's geothermal. It harnesses the Earth's heat. All the heating and cooling comes from pumping air through underground tubes.
All we try to do is keep it above 28 degrees in the winter. And we have no backup system for heat. The only heat source is Earth's heat at 52 degrees at 8 foot deep.
The idea behind Finch's design is that you can grow a variety of crops year-round in a low-energy, low-carbon system. If that were to work on a large scale, Nebraska stores could sell local lettuce in the dead of winter, maybe even local oranges.
I think it's a fascinating idea.
Stacy Adams teaches horticulture and greenhouse management at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says there are different designs for low-energy greenhouses. Some move air or water underground. Some store solar heat in water tanks. He says a lot of people are testing sustainable ways to get through cold winter nights.
We could use fossil fuels, but if we can make the environment better by using the sustainable options, why not do it? It's basically free energy that we could capture.
Energy is one of the biggest costs for Midwestern greenhouses. Adams says geothermal greenhouses can work, but there are limitations to such a low-energy system. For instance, it's good for cold crops like kale, cabbage, lettuce.
But when we start getting into the warm-loving crops like tomatoes, which everybody loves, and cucumbers and squash, then we're talking about greenhouses that need to be much warmer.
It's actually easier to grow oranges in a cold greenhouse than tomatoes, Adams says. Also, low-energy greenhouses are most efficient when they're small, meaning they might supply a farmer's market, but probably not a supermarket. To grow more, you'll need more energy, perhaps fossil fuels. Dawn Thilmany studies local food at Colorado State University. She says growing in local greenhouses isn't always best for energy consumption.
It might actually, energy-wise, make more sense to ship from faraway distances because we do have a lot of energy-efficient ways to ship, including trains, barges, and such.
But ideas like greenhouse in the snow could change that equation.
In the case where people are being innovative, where some of that energy is an alternative form, it might make a lot of sense to produce locally year-round.
That could give winter a local flavor, even in the Midwest. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.